The Charlotte City Council and Mayor Vi Lyles were in near consensus last night that the city can't hold its elections this fall because of delays in the release of census data. But council members decided to wait on formally postponing the September primary and November general election. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The city is supposed to draw new district maps this spring and summer for the upcoming election. But after the census said it won't release that data until the end of September, drawing new maps on time is now all but impossible, said Republican council member Tarek Bakari.
I think this is pretty clean cut, which is based on the deadlines that we've seen from the census, it is not humanly or legally possible to have an election this year.
Democratic Councilmember Matt Newton questioned whether City Attorney Patrick Baker's recommendation to postpone the election is correct. He asked if the election could move forward as scheduled, even using old district maps that are no longer more or less equal in population. But most council members said it's unrealistic to suggest the election won't be pushed back. Here's Democrat Braxton Winston.
If we had an election in November under the current law, that election would be thrown out and considered unconstitutional. And the idea of leading people on, I think, is irresponsible and counteracts the responsibility of us as elected leaders, not to be political, but to govern.
Under a state law passed 30 years ago, Charlotte and other municipalities can delay their elections if new maps can't be drawn on time. Baker recommended the city wait and make a final decision about the election until April or May. He said the General Assembly could intervene and delay all 2021 elections with districts. Some council members want Baker to research whether the city charter could be changed, allowing the mayoral and at-large elections to proceed this year, with the district races delayed until 2022. The census problems could also force the school board to delay its election, and the city may not be able to hold in November a countywide referendum on a sales tax increase for transit. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.